And it's 8:33 and time on Quicksland this morning to get an update from Randolph County United Way. Tina Roberts joins me. Got a big event coming up this weekend.
We do. We have Eats and Beats this weekend at the Municipal Auditorium. So we have Loaded Chamber playing. Zydeco's Cajun Kitchen has got seafood and non-seafood dinner options. Papa Rock will have some food there as well. So it's setting up to be a fantastic event and evening. And that starts at 5:30 at the Municipal Auditorium. So tickets are available at the door. They're still available online. Or if you can hunt down a board member, they may have one or two available still.
Okay. Now, is this one where you can pay at the door, or would you suggest advance tickets?
I always like advance tickets because it's always nice to know how many people are showing up before it actually starts. But with it being the day before, absolutely pick up tickets at the door. We still have a few left. So.
Okay. And how does that benefit United Way? This goes to the ward of the campaign?
Yep. Goes towards the campaign and making sure that all of our agencies are taken care of. So literally every dollar adds up really quickly when you multiply that out times other people. So, and all that goes back straight to the campaign to help folks like Community Child Care, Safe Passage, Christo Center, all of those guys.
Okay, so that's a great way to help out. If you're not a part of a company that's involved in a campaign, this is where you can pitch in.
Absolutely,
too.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people who are like, man, you know, I tithe at church, I give to this organization, and I totally get that. And you can only help in so many avenues before it becomes a detriment to your own checkbook, so I completely get that.
But good eats and good beats.
You know, you can make an easy contribution and enjoy yourself for the evening.
There you go. All right. Well, let's get into a campaign update. How's it going?
So far, so good. A lot of our companies don't start a campaign until a little bit later. Wilson just finished up theirs, and they had an okay campaign. Of course, all of the... Everything that goes on in the world affects the campaign every year. So if manufacturing's down or if there's layoffs, that always impacts, you know, the giving that happens. But Wilson has a steady group of people who always give to United Way no matter what's going on, and that's always reassuring. And we have exciting news that DSV out on Highway DD has started a campaign this year. That is their very, very first campaign ever. And they were looking for a way to be involved in the community and thought United Way just kind of fit that niche because they're able to do a lot of good work with their dollars. So I'm super excited to have them available
this
year.
Good for DSV.
Yes.
Some folks may not be familiar, DSV.
So DSV, they work for Continental Tire, and they just do different services for them. DSV is basically, they hire the employees and they make sure the job gets done, but they don't have any investment in the product. It's all Continental stuff. So it's interesting how the process works, but they've actually expanded. They're using the original old Hilich Myers building and the Brown building just to the south of it. So it's nice to see those buildings being, you know, put back to work, good work, and they've got a huge staff out there. So we're super excited and happy to have them.
Certainly, really a big part of the campaign drive is what these companies can put together, you know, payroll deductions, those types of things. But let's not forget about the individual. You can give individually, right?
Absolutely.
And how can you do that?
So you can give online. We have a nice little donate button, and you can hit there. Or you can just simply mail us a check, and you can do that to P.O. Box 576, Moberly Mo, 65270. So if you want to, there's a lot of people who just make a once-a-year donation, and that's fantastic. And I know that I've been in the same situation where I've been like, man, I don't have a lot, and I'm only giving 10 bucks. Well, that's 10 bucks is great, because if you multiply that by the other 100 people who are going, man, it's only $10, that becomes a good chunk of money very quickly. And all of that adds up and does good work and stays here in the county to do something. So we figured that 1% of our money goes out to Virginia, to United Way worldwide. And they offer me training and a vast amount of resources for that 1% of our campaign total. Of course, a small portion of that pays me, but I figured roughly 96 to 97% of the money we bring in just goes to agencies and what we're doing. So that's a huge return on your investment. There's very few other nonprofits in the community that can say that, you know, that much money is actually staying in the county and is benefiting the county directly. So,
well, and it's also, you could look at all these agencies, and if you didn't have United Way, now all of these agencies are saying, I need help.
Absolutely.
This is one consolidated effort.
Yep.
It's United.
It's United. It's interesting how that works. And I've actually talked to Kelly Pedigo about that, and she was like, you know, absolutely we have to have United Way. You know, you guys raise what we raise. So let me back up here. What we raise that goes to Safe Passage is equal to what they're collecting for the wine stroll. And Kelly's like, I do not want to have to plan another wine stroll. Do not make me have another huge fundraising event. So, and Kelly's able to utilize the dollars that United Way offers her, and she gets federal and state grants that match dollars. So she's able to take what we're giving her and multiply that sometimes by eight, you know, and that's how else can you generate that sort of dollar? So Safe Passage has always been a great supporter of United Way, and like whenever they go speak to businesses, they're like, you know, if you want to help out and do something, support United Way. Because, you know, if they have a strong United Way, that makes all of our other agencies that much stronger as well.
And you think about how, okay, am I impacted at all? Well, you start thinking about your neighbors and your friends. In some way, probably somebody's being impacted by one of these agencies.
Absolutely. Yeah. And even if you just think about your kids being involved in 4-H, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, that sort of stuff. And even your A-plus student who's doing tutoring for a kid, they could be receiving scholarship funds from United Way. Mm-hmm. It trickles down to things that you don't necessarily think of. And that's what's kind of neat about it, is it kind of touches everybody's aspect of life in a certain way, whether you consider yourself in need of help or not. It impacts your world. So,
what's the goal again?
So our goal this year is $220,000. Mm-hmm. So it's a lofty goal, but I'm hopeful that we can get there, and I'm excited that we can make that happen this
year. How many agencies again?
We work with a total of 18 different agencies and programs. So literally everything from prenatal care all the way to senior home delivered meals and every aspect of life in between. We've got an agency that helps take care of that.
All right. Atina Roberts joining me. You can get in touch with her if you would like to make a contribution. You're already looking ahead to 2020.
I am. It doesn't stop. Because as soon as you get one thing accomplished, you're like, okay, so how can we make this better for next year? And right now I don't have a lot of working committees, and I would love to have volunteers who are like, I don't want to make a commitment to be on a board. I don't want to have that responsibility, but I'd like to be on a committee to help make events better or help with sponsorship or do whatever. So I'm looking to help flesh out some of our committees for 2020. We do have a couple of board positions that are going to be open. Applications to do both will be available on our website, or you can give me a call, which is 660-263-6588, and I'd be happy to talk to you about what it means to be on a committee or on our board, or how you want to see yourself with United Way. I've got a couple people who help me out who are like, I don't want to be on a committee, I don't want to be on a board, but if you just need grunt labor to help you with something, just let me know. And I need people like that as well. I love everybody's help. I've got a couple of high schoolers that help me out as well, which is kind of cool that I don't care what your age group is. If you want to be involved, we will find some way for you to be connected to what we're doing.
As far as board members, is the board kind of that committee that looks at, okay, is this agency, is this one we want to support? It's like, yeah, there's a need here.
Absolutely.
Let's go for it.
And yeah. We often reach out to the community as well and pull like leaders of the community in and have that discussion of this is what they're doing. Because that way, you know, people who that aren't involved with the campaign can take a look at the applications and see what they're doing. You know, that Christos is, yes, it is a food bank, but it does more. It helps connect people to resources, and here's some of the good stories that go with it. So you're able to kind of have a better impact and a better working knowledge of what we're doing. So,
yeah. Yeah, there's responsibility on the agency's end, too. They have to show.
Absolutely.
It's like, here's a need, here's how we're using the money to benefit the community,
and
right?
And they give us, like, quarterly updates as well to say, this is how we're using your dollars, and this is the impact that we're still having. And if they're not having those impacts or they're struggling in some way, then we can kind of, you know, come back together and say, okay, so what's happening? How can we help? Mm-hmm. How do we get off track? You know, the health department had tried several years ago about having a child dental care. Well, they found that wasn't working terribly well, but there was a need for an adult care, and they're still working on getting adult dental care taken care of. But the health department's like, there's enough state resources already that we're not filling a need that is as necessary as we originally thought. So they were like, we appreciate your dollars, but we're not needing them. And so that's a case of you try something because mm-hmm. you think the data shows what it is, and then you realize that there wasn't as much data as you thought it was. And when you collected that data, it's not a need. And so those monies just came back to United Way, and we've reinvested them in other places where there still is a need at. So it's all a working process, and it continues to evolve throughout the year. So,
all right. Eats and Beats tomorrow, what time?
5:30 at the auditorium.
All right, so be a part of it.
Yes, we'd love
tickets
to have you.
Yep. Where are tickets available at?
You can buy them at the Chamber of Commerce, Moberly Parks and Rec, online at UnitedWayRandolphCounty.org, or, of course, at the door.
Yeah.
So.
All right, very good. And again, if you'd like to make a contribution, get involved, how can they do so? What's your contact info?
The easiest way to get a hold of me is by calling the office, which is 263-6588. Or you can track me down on Facebook. If you're a social media user, I'm on a variety of platforms there. Shoot me a direct message, and we'll be happy to talk about your how you want to be involved.
All right. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks.
All right. An update from Atina Roberts from Randolph County United Way.
Before the snow starts flying, it's a